Well, it's Thursday already this week, and Matthew 22 is our chapter we're focusing on. I want to talk to you about the parable of the wedding banquet. And I want to read this to you, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out to the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How'd you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" With Jesus told some pretty hard things here, didn't he? But I think one of the things that I want to share with you is that we've got the father of the groom, right? That's God. We've got Jesus being the son whose wedding it was. You know, there's a lot of, in Ephesians you see this, there's a lot of references to Jesus and marriage and the covenant of marriage and God's kingdom all tied together. And so we look at this, and so these people are invited. There's guests that are invited, and they decline, and they don't show up. And then he opens it up to everybody. And they pull people off the street. So this one guy who comes in off the street's not wearing wedding clothes, and he gets punished for it. So what does that mean? Is this really about what kind of clothes they were wearing at this wedding in this parable? Not at all. I think one possibility is that it was a custom for wedding hosts to provide garments for the guests to wear. And that would be necessary, obviously, here because you've got a guy and everybody else just coming in off the street. They're not going to be wearing wedding clothes, but for some reason, this man chose not to put on the wedding clothes that were provided for him. In other words, he didn't do his part to be a worthy guest after he was called into the wedding banquet. He didn't clothe himself with what the wedding host offered to him. Is that making sense? The point is that we're all welcome to the wedding feast of heaven. Jesus being the bridegroom, and his banquet is in heaven, and all are invited. And we're to clothe ourselves with what he offers us, and that is to live a life of righteousness. So many of these parables, they get to the same point. We'll talk about that again tomorrow as we head into Friday.